From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Four senators from farm country talked with EPA Administrator Michael Regan about recent agency decisions that will restrict farmer access to crop protection products. The EPA has issued several decisions that will hinder farmers' ability to control weeds and pests, which can cripple plants and severely undermine crop yields. The senators pointed out that will adversely impact farmers' ability to efficiently and effectively produce the commodities that feed the world. The senators were Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa, Mike Braun of Indiana, and Dr. Roger Marshall of Kansas. South Korea is lifting its temporary suspension of Canadian beef imports. Reuters says Canada's Ag Minister Marie-Claude Bibeau says South Korea halted the shipments last month after Canada reported its first BSE or mad cow disease case in 6 years. China and the Philippines issued their own suspensions soon after that. Canada's Ag Department says it's great news for our cattle sector. New data from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows retaliatory tariffs reduce the U.S. ag exports annually by $13.2 billion. Specifically, the research pointed to six trading partners, Canada, China, the European Union, India, Mexico, and Turkey, that announced retaliatory tariffs affecting agriculture and food products in 2018. The retaliatory tariffs followed U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from major trading partners and on a broad range of imports from China.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.